Orson Welles nous a fait le privilège de collaborer lui-même à cette émission. Il est venu nous parler de ses deux dernières réalisations qui sont Macbeth et Othello. Macbeth est son premier contact avec Shakespeare dans un studio. Il l'a réalisé presque sans argent et ce film est certainement un des plus terrifiques de ces 10 dernières années. Maintenant, il achève Othello.
That's a very different sort of film because Macbeth was, as I tried clumsily to explain to you when we first met in Hollywood, and it is almost 3 years ago, Macbeth is an attempt at a kind of abstraction. And Othello is a very literal picture. It's made in real places. There's a deliberate attempt made to evoke the past, a particular epoch is constantly made reference to in the film. The film is filled with such references. And this is for two reasons. Actually, to begin with, Othello is another sort of play. Macbeth is a rhetorical play full of high flights of poetic fancy, and Othello is basically a domestic tragedy.
Othello est une tragédie domestique dont l'époque et le lieu sont parfaitement déterminés et qui a dû être tournée sur place, tandis que Macbeth est une abstraction, une fiction poétique. And now you start with a new Shakespeare.
Yes, I'm going to do produce, but not direct.
Not direct.
Julius Caesar.
Yes.
And play Mark Antony in it. At the same time that that is being shot, I am myself directing a film of Ulysses based on the Odyssey of Homer.
It's an old idea, if you.
Yes. Now we're starting it, and the films will be shot at the same time using many of the same actors.
Yes.
It's more economical that way. It's a special kind of operation that Hollywood knows all about, where a big studio is basically that because you use a whole organization and make 15 films, and I'm applying a Hollywood principle to two films instead of to 15. It's really what it amounts to, using many of the same staff, people, and so on, because we'll be on location in Egypt.
Et maintenant, Orson Welles commence un nouveau Shakespeare, Jules César, qu'il ne mettra pas en scène. Il jouera tout de même le rôle de Marc-Antoine. Par contre, il dirigera lui-même Ulysse, d'après Homère, qui est une de ses vieilles idées. Il s'inspirera des méthodes de production à Hollywood, où on tourne jusqu'à 15 films dans les mêmes décors et avec les mêmes interprètes. Jules César et Ulysse seront donc tournés d'après ces principes.
Well, thank you very much. Is it possible now to have just a few French words? What do you know?
Oui, ça, il se refuse énergiquement à dire le moindre mot de français. Il prétend que c'est à cause de son accent.
Just before, I remember that 2 years ago, you told me your project to play in France, Moby Dick.
Yes.
Maurice Bessy lui rappelle Moby Dick, un ancien projet de pièce qu'il voulait monter en France.
And apparently I saw that French theater is now presenting a new Moby Dick. Do you think you will present once your Moby Dick?
I would like to very much. I had hoped to do it this winter, but our film plans would seem to make it an impossibility. However, it's the sort of play that should not be done for a long run. It certainly couldn't be played by me for a long run. It's physically almost impossible to do a thing like that more than 10 times in a row. You'd have to rest, or at least do it in repertory.
Il le tournera peut-être.
And then, an administration, please. I know you are writing a new play, because I saw you writing it.
That's true. It's a play about, it's a comedy about a new weapon. A weapon to supersede the atomic bomb. And if you would like, my dear Maurice, you may translate it into French, and then we can perform it, because I can't ad lib in French, but maybe I can act in it.